From Spark and Anvil and Deduce Quest, this is Very, in Chapter 1 of the Deduce Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.
Very is the most patient person in the academy, and it drives everyone a little bit crazy. When something goes wrong, a recipe, a machine, a plan, everyone else wants to fix everything at once. Change the flour and the oven and the pan and hope. Very refuses. She'll change one thing, run it, watch. Then change one thing back and one other thing forward, watch again. I know it's slower, she says, not sorry at all. But when your way works, you have no idea why it worked, so you can't do it again. When my way works, I know exactly which thing did it, because it was the only thing I touched.
Very learned this the hard way, from a garden. As a kid, she had two struggling tomato plants, and she read that plants need more water, more sun, and better soil. So she gave one plant all three at once. It thrived. She was thrilled, until someone asked her which change had saved it, and she realized with a sinking feeling that she had no idea. More water? More sun? The soil? All she'd proven was that doing three things worked, which was useless, because next time she wouldn't know which three, or whether one of them had actually been hurting while the other two carried it. That's the trap, she says. You can fix something and learn nothing. The fix and the understanding are different prizes, and if you change everything at once, you get the fix and lose the understanding forever. I decided I'd rather be slow and know than fast and guess.
She came to the Deduce Quest Academy because Dedusha, the host, watched her diagnose a jammed contraption that had stumped everyone, not by being clever, but by unplugging one part at a time until the jam disappeared. On her first day, the head gave her two identical plants that had grown differently and asked why. The other apprentices listed everything different about them. Very asked one question. What was kept the same? She lined the two plants up. Same soil? Same pot? Same window? She found the single difference. One got afternoon shade and pointed. Then it's the shade. Not because I'm sure shade matters, but because it's the only thing that could possibly be the answer, since it's the only thing that was different. The head, who had watched apprentices drown in lists of differences, said quietly, "You didn't look for what was different. You looked for what was controlled."
In her workshop, she teaches students the discipline of the single change. A boy came in, frustrated with a science fair experiment that didn't prove anything. Very looked at his setup. "You changed the temperature, and the amount, and the container," she said gently. "So when it changed, which one did it?" The boy's face fell. "I don't know." "Right. So the experiment isn't wrong. It just can't answer. It's like asking a question in three languages at once and not knowing which one got a reply." She reset his materials into a row. "Pick the one thing you actually want to know about. Change only that. Freeze everything else. Same amount, same container, same everything. Boring everywhere except the one spot you're curious about." The boy protested that it would take three times as long. "It'll take three experiments instead of one," Very agreed, "and it'll answer three questions instead of zero. Slow that arrives beats fast that doesn't." The boy ran it her way, changed one thing, got a clean result, and understood, for the first time, that his experiment had actually told him something instead of just happening at him.
Later, the boy asked the question, "But real life has 100 things changing at once. You can't freeze everything. So how does this even work outside a lab?"
Very smiled, because it was the question she liked best.
"You're right. You usually can't freeze everything," she said. "So you do the next best thing. You find cases that were already almost the same, differing in just the one thing you care about. Two classrooms, same school, same books, same age, but one tried the new method. Two towns, same everything, but one built the bridge." She tapped the table. "You didn't control the variables yourself, but nature or circumstance controlled most of them for you, and you hunt for the pairs where only your one thing differs. That's the whole art of learning from a messy world. Not making it simple, but finding the corners where it accidentally already is. She leaned back. And when you can't find a clean pair, you say so, out loud. I can't tell which thing caused this, instead of pretending. Honesty about what your evidence can't say is half the job. The boy went home, and that night, when his two houseplants were doing differently, he didn't change five things in hope. He found the one way they were different, changed only that, and waited, patiently, to actually know.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to vary. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.